The following program does not necessarily represent the views and opinions of Reality Radio 101, its advertisers and sponsors, or its listening audience. Listener discretion is advised. Welcome to Barrington Awakened, right here on Reality Radio 101. Join our path to enlightenment with our guidance to living at your best with a path to a higher consciousness. To get on board right now, send us an email. Our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. And now, right to your host of Barrington Awaken, Barrington.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Barrington Awaken. Thank you for taking the Sunday to sit with us and listen to some spirituality. We hope to raise you to a higher level of consciousness, to wake you up, to let you realize that you're limitless and the God that exists is you. You are your own creator. And you are living the life that you have planned, either consciously or subconsciously. Wake up. Wake up to the reality. Wake up to spirituality. Wake up and realize that you are not living the life that you're supposed to live. Wake up with the opportunity to find out your true purpose, to learn that all that there is you, that you are as big as everyone else. Nobody has the upper hand on you. Wake up is what we talk about. We want you to connect yourself to spirituality. We want you to be consciously aware of who you are. We want you to live the life you're supposed to live. We want you to live the best self. We want you to learn and understand spirituality, understanding fully that there's no great prize at the end. The idea of being a spiritual person, as we were when we showed up here, is to follow the guidance, to follow the laws of nature, to learn who you are, to know thyself. Practicing spirituality keeps you on your path towards righteousness and greatness. Not doing it, you may slip off the path and end up in a ditch, a depressive place, and live an unfulfilled life. We talk about spirituality because we want you to understand. One of the most frequent questions I get all the time is why? Why do I tell people about spirituality? And most often the answer is because they just don't know. You're unaware of it. You showed up here as a spiritual being, and you get yourself involved with a body. And from that moment on, you're being misguided, probably. You're being told stories of how to live, probably. You fall off the path that you designed for yourself. You lose your focus. You refill the cup with the ideas of others. And sometimes they do have ulterior motives. Your cup was full when you showed up. And what you place in it has often taken us in the wrong direction. Wake up is what we're offering. Live a spiritual life. Be kind to others. Be fair to everyone. Be strong for yourself. Be all wise, because you deserve it. Wake up and welcome to spirituality. This is your calling. I want to thank everybody who is listening today to Barrington Awaken. Thank you for being a part of the show. And thank you for waking up. Thank you for understanding that there's more to you than you're fully aware of. I want to thank all the old listeners, longtime listeners, as well as my new listeners from all around the world, wherever you're listening today. I thank you for being here. I want to say to everybody, welcome. Welcome home. And home is where you belong. You are now fully aware of a spiritual existence, which is who you are. We're asking you to wake up and to know thyself, to know your strength, to know who you are, to know your purpose. We're asking you simply to wake up. And why do I talk spirituality? Why do I speak spirituality? A lot of people are unaware of it. A lot of people don't know. Spirituality is our guide. It's our instructions intuitively. It's the way nature wants us to live. They want you to embrace the spiritual existence, which is in you, which is in every man, woman, child. Just wake up and tap into it. This is what we aim to do. Wake up. Wake up, everybody. And wake up now. Welcome to the show. You're listening to Barrington on realityradio101.com. It's been a while since we've talked about COVID, and here we are doing it again. Of course, we're here in Canada, Ontario, Southern Ontario, and we're down in a lockdown again. We're being locked down again. Has happened. The kids had an extended Christmas holiday. They're saying they could go back tomorrow, Monday the 17th. And the company, the businesses are closed down. The restaurants, the bars, the theaters, all the things that we use to sort of give us some life, especially in this cold part where we live. And again, they're closed. Makes me wonder if this is going to continue. And for those who are waiting to go into the hospitals to get surgery, of course, those are delayed. For those who just got their job and started working again, they're now laid off and being sent home again. For those who've been working home from home for a very long time and had an opportunity to go back to work, they're home again. So the roads aren't as busy as they used to be. Okay, that's a good thing. My work is considered essential service, so I'm always on the go. But again, my heart goes out to all those who have to make the adjustment again to deal with COVID. We hope we see the end of it soon. But talking to people, the most common response I get is that we're not going to see an end. It's here for life. We may just have to learn to adjust ourselves accordingly. We had to get our vaccination, and I think a lot of people did, and they're still doing it. And it seems quite apparent that it didn't really do much. Now they're talking about 3, and I've heard of 4. So it makes me wonder if it's, remember when we used to go to the coffee shop and you buy like 9 coffees, you get the 10th for free? And, you know, they punch your card every time you'd purchase. And at the end of the 9th, I guess, or 10th, or whatever it is, you get a free one. Are we on that same system now? Are they setting us up for 5 and 6 and 7 and 8 and 9? And the punching just continues. Well, I certainly hope not. I do want you to take care of yourself and be safe. I've heard of a few people recently who's come down with COVID, and most bounced back within a few days, and it didn't seem to impact them as badly as the ones I heard about before. The third, before we started getting the vaccination. So for all those who have to put up with it, I know it's hard. It is hard. You've changed your life. We've been living this, riding this roller coaster now for 2 years, about 2 years or near 2 years. And it just seems to be going. And for the small companies, small businesses out there, I know what you're going through. I am one of them. And I know how hard it is. Hold on. Hang in there. Put your best smile on and try to hold it together. We haven't really heard much about the impact that is. We've heard a lot about it, but we haven't heard the full amount of it on people who has to be on this roller coaster. You're open, you're not open. You can go, you can't go. We got, you know, all that stuff that has been changing. But again, just hang in there. This too shall pass. And if at this moment you want to just muster up a little bit more strength to endure or to hold on to whatever you're holding on to, and just keep yourself focused on knowing the fact that this too shall pass. And that's what I wanted to say about COVID. We don't discuss it much. We do more philosophy, spirituality, and all those things. But mainly, we want to say to everybody, hang in there. We're all doing this fight together, which is the first time in our human history that the entire world is fighting the same battle at the same time. So I don't know if that's good or bad, but anywhere you go, you can assure that everybody is feeling pretty much the same as we're feeling on this side of the world. I watch YouTube sometimes, and some of the documents I'm watching, I see people walking around with masks on, and I have to realize that, they're living where we're living, doing what we're doing, trying to survive as we're trying to survive. For everyone, just hang in there. Keep your head up. Don't allow this to drag you down into a depressive state or a rabbit's hole. They cannot be the boss of you. You have to give the necessary time for yourself to do this fight and look at it as every man for themselves, because you have the responsibility to protect and take care of you to the best of your ability and those who are in your care. Be strong for them. Be strong for yourself. We don't know what the end or when the end is coming, but it cannot be this way. Stay focused. Stay clear. Stay safe. Thank you for hearing that. Today, we're going to talk a little bit about where do you start? Where do I start? There's a question that was thrown at me recently, and somebody were asking, inquiring how to get into the spiritual world, how to tap into spirituality, how to get started. Where do I start? In the quick answer, you start right now, and you started by asking the question because you show an interest and you intend to make a change in your life. So the quick answer, and I'm going to explain that a little bit more, you start at A, and acknowledging that there is something else. You start at the beginning. Before I go into where do I start and explaining all that we need to know about spirituality or how to find it and all that stuff, before I go into all of that, I want to go ask questions about, are you in competition with other people? Are you trying to get one up on others? Are you trying to be better than some? To show how great you are? Are you doing these things? Are you competing with someone? Are they competing with you? Are they even aware of the competition? Are you going out of your way to impress, to be the bigger boss, to be the most educated or whatever it is that you're using to compete, have you asked yourself the question, why am I competing with other people? And I hope you did get an answer that was satisfactory, because if you did, you would stop it. Are the people that you're competing with, are they in agreement with you? Did they sign up for this competition? Do you realize that you're only competing with yourself? You're competing with the inner child. You're competing with the weak side of you. You're competing with the insecurity that you feel. You're not competing with anybody else. You are only competing with yourself. Did you ask that question and did you get that answer? Why do you feel you need to stand out? Do you not understand that another person's opinion of you is not your business? Do you not understand that you're wasting very valuable time trying to compete or trying to be like someone else? You're wasting your time trying to do that because you are not someone else. You are you. Why are you going out of your way to compete? How does it satisfy you? Why do you feel you need to stand out in the crowd? Is it because you're feeling small, lesser? Why do you feel you need to power someone else, overpower someone else? Could it be because you're feeling weak and powerless? Do you ever ask yourself the questions that's very important? Why am I doing this? Why is this necessary? Did you tell other people about the competition or the race that you want to run? Why are you allowing the ego to be your boss? Why are you spending your very valuable time satisfying the ego? Why are you missing out on your days to live, be happy, and be free? Be free from being afraid. Be free from feeling insecure. Be free from feeling that you're lesser. Are you asking yourselves those questions? When you get your answer, it'll hopefully teach you to live free, to be free, to wake up and live. You must ask the questions, why am I doing this? Have we got any emails there, sir?
Whoa. Well, I don't know what that was, but okay. That's probably, folks, sorry about that, a Zoom thing. Yes, we do. If you're just tuning in, you are listening to Barrington Awaken. And if you would like to get on board right now, you can send us an email. Our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. That's instudio101@gmail.com. Betty wrote in and she said, if we are our own God, do we have any superpowers? That's an interesting question. Thank you, Betty. Barrington will get to that. Chad said, I don't really understand the vaccine mandate. Let's be honest here. I'm not pro and I'm not anti. However, more people that are in the hospital now being admitted and some in ICU have been doubled and tripled vax with boosters. So how is the vaccine working? That's from Chad. Okay. Paul writes in, Paul says, "Hello, Barrington. Good afternoon. Thank you for the very positive and kind words. I always look forward to your show when I can listen in. I really appreciate them." That's from Paul. And let's see. Margot writes in. This is an interesting question for you, Barrington. She says, "Mr. Barrington, do you ever get depressed? And if you do, what do you do to get out of your depression?" And that's from Margot. And back to you.
Okay. We're going to go to Margot right away. And do I ever get depressed? Actually, it's so funny. Somebody asked me that question just today. You get sad, you get depressed. I have been depressed in the past. And the funny thing about being depressed is you don't know that you are until you're starting to get your way out of it. You're starting to realize you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing or used to do. And in this part of the world where we live here, they have this thing called SAD. And it does affect you in the winter when you're not exposed to a lot of the like vitamin D, the natural sun. You don't have a lot of activities going through. Maybe sometimes after Christmas, the heavy bills, just everything dumps on you all at one time. And it could weigh you down, make you depressed. Yes, to answer your question, I have been depressed. And I didn't realize it until I was able to wiggle my way out of it when I start realizing that the activities that I used to enjoy, I'm not doing them anymore. And then you just change a plan. You have to change a plan. So how do I get out of it? How do you get out of it, as Margot's asking? You have to realize it's almost like an emotion. And you're feeling down, you're feeling sad, you're feeling blah, whatever you're feeling. You have to be able to stimulate yourself in a way to rise up above it. Some people go for a jog or find out what's causing it, first of all. You need to go to find out, what is causing my depression? Is it the winter? Is it the bills from my Christmas spending? Or, you know, and that's temporal because they'll go away. So you need to identify the activity as to what brought you to your depression. And most often you'll find it's just a series of things building up, or maybe the lack of sun. You want to take some more vitamin to get your vitamin D going. Do some physical activity. You know, if there's something that you're weighted down by, a thought, an activity, if it's not now, if it's past, let it go. Let it go. You can't go for a jog with a sack on your back. You can, but you won't go as far. So the point is to let the thought, whatever it is that's bringing you down, if it's thoughts of activities that's happened in the past, maybe you've lost a job, maybe you've lost a loved one, maybe you've lost a partner in relationship, whatever the situation may be, it is not, it's past, it's gone. And the hardest thing to do is to carry that with you today. You have to be able to let it go and move on. And this is why a lot of times things that happens in my life, it happened and so be it. I have to start really fast in figuring out how to let that go and not bring it with you in your tomorrow, in the days to come. So how do I get out of it? You have to recognize, first of all, that you're there. That's the first key. You need to recognize that you're there. And then in doing that, you may be able to recognize as to how did I get here. And if you can map the journey there, you will or should be able to map the journey back. In the meantime, get a lot of rest, not too much of the depressive rest, but make sure the body's prime. Sometimes, a lot of the times, just good nutritional food, good plant-based food will alter your mood. That's inevitable. Many activities, but the best answer I could give you as to how to get out of it is to figure out how you got there in the first place and work your way backwards. You can break the cycle. You are the boss. You are the one that makes all the decisions. Was it something you decided a while ago that's brought you down? Undo it. We were going to talk today a little bit about creating a habit and how to get rid of what we have. And we call it bad habit. Maybe you're feeling sad. Maybe you're a little depressed. Maybe you're a little down. And it's probably just a habit of what you're doing has brought you to that point. Now, you need to find something that's going to stimulate you, get you going, get some activity in your life. If you're able to, if you're physically able to get up and move about. Depression is a tough one because it comes under, it's a one big umbrella, but there's so many small little compartments that comes along with it. I think it'll be important for you to identify why you're there. And once you're there, you start making yourself, figuring out the route away from that depressive place. Find out how you got there. Give it some time. Look into yourself. Is it the baggage of yesterday's worry? Please let it go. Is it the baggage of the worries that you think are coming? Let's not address them until we have to, when they get here. You can always do what they call damage control. And if it's coming towards you, you can jump on it right now and start to fix it, because you know it's going to bring you to that place. And if it's a place of happiness, get up, move around, stay active. If you're not in a social circle, get into one, as best as you can, dealing with what we're dealing with today. But there's definitely a road out. The best way is to figure out how did you journey into that. And sometime you'll realize it's just part of your everyday existence, because you have to be doing so many different things so often. You have to constantly be on the go. This is where we also talk about meditation. Allowing the brain to take a rest, the mind, not to have so many different thoughts being thrown at you at the same time. If you go on YouTube, on my YouTube channel, there's a bit I did on depression. There, if you go to BarringtonAwaken.com, H-E-A-M-I, Barrington Awaken, there's a 3-minute video I did on YouTube, and it talks about how to get out of your depression a little bit more than I've just explained, and more in depth. But the important thing is to figure out where you are and how you got there. Then you can map out something as how to get back. I hope that answers the question for you. And I hope good luck with trying to find your way back from where you are. Lean on spirituality. It is designed to guide you in that positive path. Get into it. You will learn a lot about yourself. And you'll also learn that you're carrying unnecessary luggage. We all do. And the minute we get to that understanding, we have a method to unload. Paul, thank you very much for that. You loving the show. And I'm appreciating the fact that you do listen to us as often as you can. We love the ideas. We want to put them out there. We want everybody to tap into spirituality. And I want to say this at this moment, just because I'm suggesting that you learn or tap into or try to understand spirituality, I'm not telling you to take your previous beliefs and throw them through the window or throw them in the anywhere. You could take them with you, but in the midst of it all is to allow the goodness that exists to connect yourself to nature, and it will not interrupt whatever religion you're trying to believe or you're trying to follow or has been presented to you before you had a choice or the ability to make a decision. You take that with you. But I assure you, the moment that you go on your spiritual journey, you will start to realize that a lot of the things that you did or were doing or we were told to do doesn't work with the spiritual guidance. We are a spiritual being. We came from a world and we're just spirit, and then we get into the body and it's just a breath. We get into the body and we live the life for 80 years, 100 years, however long you're in the body. And then we have to return it and become that spiritual being again. In the midst of it all, we're dragged through this life. Now, look at it this way. If you throw the fishing net out there in the water and you pull it in, you will catch something. But when you pull it out of the water and empty out whatever it is that you've caught, you're back with the empty net again. And this is where spirituality works. You start pure, fresh, and clean without the ideas or anybody's way or culture's way of looking at life, hate, insecurities, all these things. That's how we've all started. And when we're done, we put the body down, we leave it right there, and we move on without it. We can't bring that with us. So it's just picking up sludge, if you want to call it that. Or the talent, or whatever it is that you've gathered while you've been a part of the body. Be sure that when you're finished with the body and you lay it down, or it lays down for you, you will go back to being the spiritual being. Therefore, I'd like to say that spirituality is always with you every single day of your life. That answers the question as to where do we start. It's already within you. You've started the day you showed up here. You started. Now you're just focusing on it. So we're talking about a habit. If you really want to just get rid of a bad habit, just practice what you prefer or what is better for about 30 days, the cycle of the moon, about 30 days, and it becomes habitual. It becomes a part of your everyday activity, and boom, you've got a new habit. So that's a very long way for me to go to answer Paul's question. Thank you for enjoying the show, and I hope it's going to give you everything that you're looking for. Chad? Okay, you're not understanding the vaccine, and I don't think anybody out there who understands the vaccine. I personally decide not to listen to that as much as I used to. I turn off the media as best as I can because I would often not enjoy hearing what they're talking about. And if you compare all the messages you've heard, you'll hear a lot of inconsistencies. You'll hear a lot of, oh, it's going to work. And you said, yeah, double vaccine wasn't doing anything, but yet we had to get it. And, you know, it hasn't done anything. We don't know. Maybe those who have gotten COVID after they've had the double vaccine would have been a lot more severe, harsh on them. We don't know. However, yes, it is a little confusing and it is, you know, make you want to rip out your hair if you have any. But the inconsistency that we're getting from our leaders and the doctors and this side of the world and that side of the world, they're not measuring up. And it seems to me as if we're just in the same pool as we were almost 2 years ago with the information that's being provided. You know, we're here in this part of the world that some people are exempt from this virus simply because of their job, frontline workers in the hospitals. They don't have to get it because they said they're not going to. And then the government agreed. So do we need to get it? Should we get it? Only some people should get it. Should everybody get it? So we're confused. I'm confused. I don't know where to take this and just have to hope that it comes sooner than later that we have to put this behind us in accepting the fact that this too shall pass. And that's the way I look at it. Keeps me from being depressed, I tell you. So that was from Shad, and I hope I understand the question. And it's very hard to understand, but I hope we got some conclusion. I said earlier, just be your best defense, be your goalie to you and protect you to the best of your ability or those that you're caring for. Just make sure you're doing your part. Make sure you're taking care of yourself. Make sure you're not exposing yourself to, you know, I don't even know where this virus lives, but do your own protection for you. It's almost as if it's every man or woman for themselves. Betty was asking about God's superpower and not understanding. Do we have superpower? I tend to think we do. I know we have superpowers. Now, I don't know if you're thinking about a superpower to fly, jump off the balcony and please don't try it, jump off the balcony and fly around the neighborhood. Well, I don't think so. Because there's this thing called gravity and we're lacking feathers and wings and the whole nine yards because we're not birds. But we do have the ability to build an airplane or a balloon or something that could get us up there. So I think we have that superpower. You know, we can't run as fast as, you know, the cheetahs, for example, because we're not designed that way. And we don't really have to do all that running to chase our food like we used to. Some of us don't. But do we have superpower? We do have the ability to set a trap to catch our food or to plant it. I think that's superpower. Can we swim across the English Channel in, you know, minutes like the fish? No, we can't. But we built a device that could get us across just as fast. I think that's superpower. We have the ability to live among each other, most of us, and be tolerant of one another and learn other people's culture and learn how to live among others without being sad or trying to take advantage of them or have them take advantage of you. I think the tolerance that we've built up is considered superpower. So I hope when you're asking me the question is, do we have superpower? You're not suggesting, can we fly? Or can we shape shift, as my children tend to think we can? Or can we teleport? I'm not aware of that. I doubt it, because the physical body is there. And I'm not sure that you could do any of those things with the physical body. But you know what? We do have superpower, because we could build the machine that could probably help us to attain or to achieve these things. Do I think we have superpower? Absolutely, we have superpower. We're tolerant of one another. And of course, you see how when we get in an evil state of mind, or we go down the rabbit hole of evil, we do some evil things. Some consider it evil. Some things that are considered evil. We do that. I think that's a form of superpower. I mean, let's turn it around and use it for a positive thing. They've said we've flown to a moon or, you know, someplace out there and landed on the moon and all these things. I think that's superpower. We have the ability to cure ourselves. That is superpower. We have the ability to find out what's wrong with us. And if our heart's broken, I mean, in the physical sense, not because somebody left you, if your heart's broken, they could take it out and put a new one in. The liver, if it's damaged, they could take it out and put a new one in, or the eyes, or whatever they can do nowadays from the medicine aspect or the medical field. I think that's superpower. So yes, answering your question, we are gods and we do have superpowers. I hope that answer was satisfying for you. We started talking about where do I start? I tapped into it briefly. Where do you start on your spiritual journey? And that was a question. Well, and I've said, if you were listening to me, that you are on your journey. You've already started. The minute you showed up here in your first breath, you're already a spiritual being. You are living a spiritual life. You are a spiritual existence. So there is no start. Spirituality does not have an end to it. It does not have an end to it. It's continual. And you never rid yourself of it. You rid yourself of the body. But imagine the spirituality being the conveyor belt. And the moment you have a body, you're on the surface of the conveyor belt going from point A to point B, or, you know, sack of onions or whatever. Just watch it rotate till it gets to the end and then it disappears. Well, that belt continues and it continues and it reemerges at the other side, and then you start again. You get another body and you journey. So see yourself, see the spiritual aspect of your existence be in the conveyor belt itself. And then the item that's on top of the belt becomes the body. And you can see how they separate at some point. At some point, you reach the drop-off or jump-off point. This is where you've laid the body down. You've gotten rid of it. It's no longer part of you. Temporal use. You borrowed it. Now you've returned it. Maybe some of us returned it old and broken, a little abused, and a lot of piercing and tattoos. However, we still replace, we rid ourselves of it. That belt continues. And you're not able to see it, maybe in some cases, but it resurfaces and it starts again. It explains the circle that we're part of. We show nobody in the spiritual world. We pop up on top of a conveyor belt. Boom, there's our body. We journey with it for approximately 80 years or however time you live. And of course, where you start, I mean, you always ask these questions as to how come some people live for such a short time. Well, we're just going to have to go with, at what point did they enter that conveyor belt, or what message did they have to deliver to mankind? And it depends on how or what their purpose is. It determines how long they're going to be here. So the purpose could have been just to give you a message, just to shape your life into a direction, or just to help you get on your path, or whatever it is, deliver a tool, if you want to call it that. But as a conveyor belt, which is, I call the spirituality, continues, it will inevitably dump the body or drop it off or get rid of it. And it continues. It's a full circle. It is everywhere. It is a part of us. We can't undo it. We can't break it. It's a continual run. Only at this moment, at day one, on your day of birth, you've gotten a body. Well, it starts to build inside of you before that. But my point being, you've delivered. Now you're here. You have a body. Hang out for the ride. You're going to go for the duration of time that you're supposed to be here. And hopefully you'll get up and then crawl and walk and run and do all these things and do what you're supposed to do, because you know this conveyor belt comes to an end. The body eventually comes to an end. But hang on, just wait long enough, you will start again. This is what we've talked about, recycle, reincarnation, where one tree falls, another one will grow. That's just how life is. Where do you start? You've already started. Do you want to get more involved? Read a lot of books on spirituality. Study what it's teaching you. Understand what it's teaching you. Allowing yourself to follow the rules according to nature. Instinctively, all the instructions is being passed on to you. Instinctively. A lot of you will say, oh, I had that gut feeling. I should have. Yeah, you should have. Shame on you. You should have. But you will always get your message. No one's going to get your message for you. You will get your message. And this is why we talk about connecting people or allowing people or pointing out to people that they need to get involved in understanding the spiritual aspect that comes and pair up with the body. We have a body because it makes everything become physical. You can't in your spiritual world pick up a cup of coffee or a beer. So you need a body for that. So you work as a team. And then the body goes away and the spirituality continues. So you haven't stopped. You've been continual. If you have a ring on your finger, point out to me where the starting point is. Or if that's too hard, point out where the end of it is. This life continues, spirituality continues, you're always a part of it. The trick, or what we're trying to say, it's not a trick, what we're trying to tell you is to how to get the best of it, how to let this work in your favor in every situation. When you understand it clearly and you're starting to meditate and study and follow a spiritual journey through life, a lot of things will change in your life. You'll notice the fear will disappear. The insecurity will disappear. These things, they don't belong. They don't belong. They may have been, a part of your life at some point, but it's not anymore. Wake up. This is what we talk about. Where do you begin? You've already started the journey. Have we got anything else there, G?
We do. Folks, if you're just tuning in, you are listening to Barrington Awaken with your host, Barrington. If you'd like to write in, we have about 15 more minutes. Our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. That's instudio101@gmail.com. A lot of folks just wrote in to say hello. Tim wrote in. He says, hello, Barrington from Washington, D.C. Stay warm up there in Canada. Enjoying the show. That's from Tim. Thank you, Tim. Roxanne writes in three words, always a pleasure. That's it for Roxanne. Thank you, Roxanne. We appreciate that. Let's see. Walt wrote in. He says, regarding our life, what is our best asset? And that is from Walt, wanting to know our best asset in our life. Annie writes in and says, hello to you. I am a brand new listener from Fairbanks, Alaska. Hoping you have a great new year. Thank you for the advice. And that is from Annie. And back to you, Barrington.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Annie, Walt, Roxanne, Tim, Brooke. Okay, so Walt was asking What is our great asset? Actually, let me do that one after. Let me do say hello to Tim from Washington, D.C. Thank you for tuning into the show. Thank you for listening to Barrington Awaken. I hope this becomes a part of your everyday lifestyle and you merge towards a better, greater self. Not suggesting that you're not already a superhuman. I'm simply saying that if we get all the details or all the instructions or the roadmap as to how to journey through life, it becomes that much easier or better. Different. Thank you very much for the email. Roxanne, thank you for loving the show. Thank you for calling in. Thank you again. Just supporting Barrington Awaken. It's awesome. I appreciate your time and your effort. And thank you very much for that email. Annie from Alaska. Wow, it must be very cold up there. Maybe it's my ignorance, but every time I think of Alaska, I think of a very snowy place and very cold place. But thank you very much for tuning in. And I hope the advice is working for you. I appreciate you wanting to be a part of the Barrington Awaken show. It's awesome to have people respond and knowing that you're out there. And if you're not there, I can't be here. I am telling and talking to people about spirituality because I've experienced it. I've lived it my entire life. And I understand that sometimes all we need to do is just tell people to hold on, hang in there. Look at your glass as always half full. And if you're alive and you can hear me, you have that fighting chance no matter what situation that you're in. You don't have to be on a beach laying down having a great drink and getting some suntan. You could be in a cold place like Alaska or Toronto today. Yesterday was very cold, but you could do that and still live an awesome life because the closer you get to your true purpose, the more you realize you may be carrying around a lot of baggages that's not necessary. Thank you very much for taking the time out to ask your question. I appreciate that. Before I go to the next one, I want to say you're listening to Barrington Awaken. I appreciate you being a part of the show. We've just updated a part of our website there. We're starting to add new things. There's new videos going up all the time. Everything is available. We're finally doing some more activities like I've been promising for a long time and to bring you a lot of information that you were you're looking for or you're unaware of. So check us out at HEAMI, BarringtonAwaken.com. That's our website. And please give us, if you have any questions or if you have a comment or something you think we're missing or we could do use that you feel others out there would appreciate, we really would love to hear from you. Check it out. We're there all the time. When you get on that site, it'll give you directions as to how to contact us. Or you may have heard it on this show. So thank you for being a part of it. And the website, like I said, finally, we're trying to do some work and do some more postings, get involved on YouTube again and put more information out there for other people out there to take a look. And we had a question earlier today that talking about how do you shake yourself out of your depression? Well, I mentioned the food, the rest, take care of the body, drink a lot of water and be happy. But definitely, I forgot to mention, it just crossed my mind. You want to listen to some really good music that really just tickles you and make you want to kick up your feet and just do it as often as you can. Because it's the music is a vibration and so is our body. And they connect in a such a way that it will just put you in that awesome mood. And it doesn't matter what kind of music, just the one that makes you feel happiest. Do something physical, and that will help you out as well. So, Walt, you're asking, oh, I forgot to say, Tim, thank you very much. You're from Washington, D.C. Thank you and for joining the show. And I appreciate you being there, and hopefully you'll be there for years to come, because we're hoping to be here for years to come. We have a book out there. It's called Awaken an Ascension Guide by Barrington. Check it out. It's also available. You can see it on the website, and it'll also guide you to purchasing it if you want from Amazon.com as well as Amazon.ca. And you flip over the back of the book, you could see a picture of my mug there. So check it out. It's there for you. And just stay tuned. Be patient with us. We're growing. We're a small growing company and we're spreading out because I feel everybody needs to be told or to be reminded, not told, reminded of their spiritual existence and how to live a much better life and how to live the to have your best self being represented all the time by you. And it also tells you how to find who that person is, to raise yourself to the higher level of consciousness. And this is what we talk about. It's in the book. It's on the show. If you've missed some of the shows, they're still available for you. Again, on the website, HEAMI, BarringtonAwaken.com. And every show that we've done is listed there. And you could just go in there and pick a topic. Maybe you remembered one of the shows from before. Just pick a topic. And when you're down, listen to good, inspirational food that's going to wake you up. There's another method to step out of your depression. If you go into looking for something to elevate you, you will find it. Just go out there and look. And if you're feeling that you're lost or you're not there, stick to your spirituality. Go to your meditative state and it will come. Ask and it will come. Ask and you shall receive. So we're running out of time, and I do want to address Walt's question about what is our best asset. And I'm assuming, Walt, that you're saying that is in our human life. Our greatest asset would be to know thyself. Our greatest asset is the ability to become and create everything that we want out of life. Our greatest asset is to be able to have the ability to cure yourself from life. It is an honor for us to have a life. It is our honor. We're picked, we're special, because we're able to turn the spiritual, non-physical existence into our world, our life, the physical existence. I'm able to pick up this pen. I'm able to talk to you on the radio. Our greatest asset, I think, ties right in with our superpowers. But as life itself, it is an honor for you to be able to live and have the human experience. It is an honor. And by the way, I must tell you, be very thankful for whatever happened for this, for you to have your life. Always be thankful, because it's a privilege to have the human existence. You have to appreciate it. Please don't abuse it. And think of yourself as being special. We're all that special existence. Our greatest assets is life. You have the ability to live and live well. That by far is our greatest assets. And I hope that satisfies everybody. Get into your spiritual world. We're not leading you down a rabbit hole. We're not telling you, we're not pressing you for anything. I am just providing a light or sound for you to find your own path, for you to find your own way, for you to dig into yourself and find that inner strength that you have. The best thing you could possibly do on your greatest asset is to wake up in the morning and realize that you've been fortunate enough to acquire a body to live as a human being. Some of us take it to the extreme and start fighting each other and taking from each other. Work towards finding what is special. Our greatest asset is life. Is life. A lot of people give their entire life to get something else. They sacrifice their time to get something else. They forget to live. They exist and they move really fast. That's what I was talking about earlier, about trying to get the leg up on somebody or try to be special or bigger than someone else. Life. All that we do here, if you guys know how to play the game of Monopoly, when you're in the game, man, you're ready to go. You're going for blood. You know, you want the hotel, you want the boardwalk, you want all this great assets in life. And then at the end of the game, you put it all back together and put it in the box and stick it in the closet and then play it again another day. You can't, it's not real. It is not real. It's just playing a game. So when you exchange the the blessing of having a life, when you exchange that to chase something phantom, to compare, to compete, to acquire all this wealth, strength, and power, what will you do with it the day after you've left the body? Oh, wait, sorry. You're no longer in control of it. What would you do when you realize that your life is coming to an end and your work was the cause of the life coming to an end, maybe prematurely? What is it that you're trying to gain? Your greatest asset is life. And we need to live it to the best of our abilities and live it to the full extent and enjoy life. Enjoy life. I get a lot of flack from people because I've told my children that when they're done high school, I'd much rather than go travel the world. Go see a part of the world, educate yourself, grow up a little bit, enjoy a lot of life. And when you're done, you come back and figure out a way to sustain the lifestyle you want to have by getting a job or go get a degree or whatever you're going to do. But the window opens up because I'm not convinced at 18 you know anything enough about life to know what you want to do for the remainder of your time. Wake up. Enjoy life. See the world. Travel. See other cultures. Try new food. Do a dance. Learn and play an instrument. When you get through that phase, now you might know a lot more about you. And then you could say, you know what? I want to be a doctor. I want to help people. I want to be a plumber. I don't want to work. Whatever you choose, you're doing it with greater understanding of who you are. You're doing it with greater understanding of knowing thyself. Your greatest asset is life. Live it to the best of your ability. And I'm not encouraging anybody out there to start the race as a young teenager and run like a mad person till you're 65 years old to acquire something that you're going to have to lay down and then leave. And it's the sad thing is when you come back, it's not there. Somebody else has it. Or it was for nothing. Or you break you getting it. You've sacrificed you to get this. Does it make any sense that we cut off our leg because we're, you know, hopefully one day I'll run a marathon? It's not going to happen. So enjoy the life. Live to the best of your ability and do that now. Now. Now is what matters the most. Live that now. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. Thank you for being a part of the Barrington Show. We're wrapping up here. And again, we hope that you followed us throughout the program today. Barrington Awakening, we tapped into where you begin, and you have already began. Follow your path, follow your dreams, follow what you want to know. Learn to love and respect you. And in turn, you could easily pass that on to somebody else. A man without a shirt can't give you one, can he? You need to find out who you are, find that self. Until next time, you have a very blessed week. If you're in the cold, try to stay warm. If you're in the heat, try to cool down. Live life, be happy, love yourself. And remember, the greatest asset that you will ever, ever encounter in life is life.
Thank you for listening to Barrington Awaken with your host Barrington right here on Reality Radio 101.